That first century was very unique when the apostles were on the earth and their shadows healing people. Very, very special time. But what happened in my life is I started to spend time with more Christians that had this gift of tongues. And I got to know them and I saw the fruit in their life and their love for Christ. They had something about them that I wanted more of, you see? I mean, I couldn't write them off. It's the same as those nuts on TV, rolling around, you know, and hitting people over the head and put your hand on the TV and send in your $10,000. And I couldn't put them in that category anymore. These are people that they weren't even looking to speak in tongues. They weren't even taught to speak in tongues. And it just happened to them. And so I thought, no, that's very, very interesting. I also started to see some things in the charismatic church that I used to, that I was actually taught as a very, you know, deviant form of Christianity at best. And I started to honestly see things I really appreciated, their commitment to prayer, their commitment to corporate worship, their commitment to believe that God can do miracles, like still does miracles today, their commitment to really believe in a miracle-working God. And these were things that I really believe. You know, the commitment that God does speak to us today, that He does work in our hearts and speak to us. Now, what that did is that led me to 1 Corinthians 14 to finally read it and study it, but to take my theological glasses that I was trained, you know, to put on, to take those off. And there's something very liberating about reading the Scriptures and letting it speak for itself and not to believe a certain thing because some teacher in your past, whether it be in a seminary or wherever it may be, I'm not criticizing those guys. They are awesome. But it's this desire to not see the Scriptures in light of what someone else has said, but to really let the Lord speak to you. And so that's what I started to do in this text. And I finally realized you can't discount tongues biblically. Now, some of you I know have that position, but for me, I just wasn't able to rule out tongues as not for today biblically. Now, I realize that there are some here that disagree with me, and I want you to know that I hold on to these convictions loosely and with humility. We have people in this church at all different positions. We have people in our leadership at all different places. There are some elders and some staff that speak in tongues, some that don't. There are many in this church that speak in tongues. There are many that don't. One of the things we've made a serious decision and a strong conviction about is we will not make this a war in our church. This will not lead to division unless people get nuts and get extreme on both ends. Okay, well then that needs to be dealt with because I think that those are extreme positions built more on bias and scripture twisting than it is really on love. Okay, remember that Paul says, follow the way of love. The problem that Paul was addressing here is that the church was totally tongues focused, totally out of control with tongues, and they were just going for the feel good. Just trying to feel good about this tongues experience that apparently a lot of them had received. So we're going to go through this chapter verse by verse. I'm just asking you to let the Spirit speak to you, to set your biases aside, you know, maybe to get out of your theological box a little bit. That's not always a bad thing. And to really listen to what the Lord has for you today. What I found is that there were some things in this chapter that really came alive for me that I didn't even notice before. And so I hope the same thing will happen to you. And I need to say that I'm not a tongue speaker. I've asked for that. The Lord hasn't given it to me, and it's okay if He doesn't. But it's something I'm open to. I'm not freaked out by it. But it's something that the Lord gives to whom He wills. I had someone this week, a friend of mine who speaks in tongues. He says, Mark, I don't know why God gave the gift to me. But maybe I needed it more than you to be intimate with Him. I don't know. So I just want you to know that in my case. I thought about doing a poll in here to see who speaks in tongues and who doesn't. But no, that maybe not a good idea. But, you know, honestly, we should be more old. This shouldn't be don't ask, don't tell. I mean, we should be open about this in the sense of humility and wanting. You know, guys, you know what really bugs me in my life and even in the church, churches like ours, if we're not careful? If it gets out of our comfort zones, we really get uneasy. We need to broaden our comfort zones. You see, we need to learn from each other, people that are different than us. And I'm not talking about just chucking your theology and every, you know, what it doesn't matter what you believe about Jesus or the cross or the resurrection. No, there is core biblical doctrine here. You know my heart on that. But as far as some of the different views,